Good morning and welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Let's Do It. This is the 32nd episode, and I can hardly quite believe that we've got to 32 episodes. And if you've just found out about this podcast, please feel free to have a look at previous episodes too, and I'm sure you'll find something that you will enjoy listening to. So I try to keep the episodes shortish, fun and interesting, and very casual and real. So you might sometimes hear babies in the background or outside noise or even wind if we are recording outside. But today we are recording on Zoom because I am so delighted to introduce Rhea Keller to you. Now, Rhea is based in the North Coast and I'm about an hour and a half hour's drive away from Rhea. So this is why we've decided to give it a go on the Zoom today. So Rhea, welcome to this edition of Let's Do It. So would you like just to introduce yourself briefly to the listeners and just tell them, give them a glimpse of what you do?
Hi, Anne. Thank you so much, first of all, for inviting me. I'm very excited to be on your podcast. I'm Rhea. I originally from Germany, and I live now in Northern Ireland with my partner and my two sons on the North Coast, really loving and enjoying being so close to the sea now, something I've never had in Germany, so that's absolutely beautiful. So I'm a postnatal doula. I work with mothers during pregnancy, and then once the baby is born, I really help them to find their way through motherhood and their new journey of being a mother. I'm also an early years teacher. So in Germany, I used to work in a crèche, running a crèche, and I'm also a trained chef. Something I feel very passionate about. I love cooking, I love nourishment, and it's definitely influencing my work as well. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you. So just before we go on and talk about maybe your boys and the birthing experiences, I just want to tell the listeners how we know each other. Of course, we're both doulas. Yes. But I remember I met you, Rhea, whenever I don't think you were that long living up the North Coast, and I had organized a little sort of doula get together. And there was Sarah, the Italian doula, and yourself. You came along with Bobby at the time. Yeah. So that was a few years back, and now you've two wee babas, maybe not one that's so small anymore. And then I think we were sitting beside each other at one of the Positive Birth conferences in Belfast, because we'd both been nominated for the award for the Best Doula of the Year or something like that. And then we both worked with the same postnatal client up in the North Coast for a wee while. So we've always had this connection going on. And then, of course, I was just so delighted when you asked me to be your postnatal doula after the birth of your second wee one. So, yes, we have a lovely friendship going and a professional relationship as well, which is really important. And it's just such a delight for me to have you on the podcast. So back to you, Rhea. So do you want to tell the listeners then about, you mentioned you had two boys. Do you want to tell the listeners like their ages so they get a real idea of how long you've been a mummy?
Jona is 4 and a half now. He is going to start P1 in September, which is mad. and Dane is 6 months old, so I've had him in February. But he's been growing well. He's a big boy. And he's actually 6 months today.
Wow, happy birthday. So Rhea, you mentioned you're from Germany, and this is another reason why it's so interesting to have you on this podcast, because you birthed Jonas in Germany and you birthed Dane here in Northern Ireland. So I'm sure the listeners would love to hear you describe your experiences, and if there's any differences, or the babies are born, as we said, they are born the mother where they are in the world, but it'd be lovely to hear from you firsthand on your experiences.
Yeah, I would love to. I had Jona in Germany, and in Germany I've had a midwife from probably 6 weeks on, actually. I feel like there are a lot more visits throughout the pregnancy. Like every 4 weeks, I would see the doctor and also the midwife. Mm-hmm. And it's really very focused on continuity of care. So you have that one midwife who is really with you the whole time through your pregnancy.
Wow.
Birth and then postpartum. It was a little bit different with me because I decided to go with Yona to a birth center. Mm-hmm. So I had the visits of the midwife who's gonna also come after birth, but then to prep for the birth, I went to Würzburg, was like an hour away from where I was living, to do the visits there with the midwife, so they could get to know me for the birth. So there I had like three midwives who were just like there for me, and one of them was then on call for me for the birth. What I really love about Germany is the holistic approach. So I feel like the midwives are often trained in reflexology, the Bach flower remedies, acupuncture. I remember my midwife actually doing acupuncture with me during the birth, which was amazing. That's something I had been missing a little bit here in Northern Ireland, and I feel like it's available, but it's a little bit harder to find, whereas I feel like it's much more common in Germany to have that included with your package. So I went into a birth center, and I've been like on the day the Yona was born, 39 plus 5, I think. So on the day the contraction started in the night, I think. And then I was laboring throughout the night, and then nearly the full day at home. I was surprisingly actually very relaxed. I sent Gavin to work in the morning. I was like, you go to work, I'm gonna be fine. And then I remember my mom coming over, and like during midday, she kind of started to panic a little bit, because I think the contractions were really regular and strong, but I was like, it's gonna be fine, Gavin's home at 5, and then we'll make our way to the birthing center.
So calm, Ria.
Yeah, I was actually very calm. Something I actually didn't expect. And then he was home by 5, and that was the point where I was like, okay, we really have to go now. So there, I started panicking, because I had like contractions every 3 minutes. So I was like, okay, something's happening, we have to go. And then we made our way to the birthing center, and then everything from then on happened fairly quickly. I was there by 7 p.m., I think, and Yona was born 11:15. I remember the midwife at the start checking me, and she was like, oh, I might have to send you back home. And I think after 10 minutes, she was like, oh, no, you're definitely staying. And then I was like really kind of wanted a water birth, but I didn't like the heat. It was kind of made me really nausea. So I then had a birth on a birthing stool.
Oh, right.
And everything was actually really gentle and calm. So I've had a really beautiful experience with Yona. With him, it was more the time after he was born that really, it was really hard for me. He was a baby who cried a lot. He wanted to be held always, really. So he needed me 24/7, and I feel like I hadn't really done any preparation for after the baby was born. I've also felt quite isolated. My mom was there, but she was working. I've had loads of friends that didn't have any babies yet, so I was really on my own with the baby. And it's been a time where I really struggled, where I really felt overwhelmed with motherhood. He's also had a harness, because he had hip dysplasia on both sides, so he had to wear a Pavlik harness for 4 months, which was also, just really scary when you're just a brand new mother. So it's been I didn't really eat very well. I lost a lot of weight very quickly, and I felt very anxious, very overwhelmed. Yeah, it's actually been a really tough time of my life. But it is what kind of, made me train as a postnatal doula.
Yeah,
because I kind of thought to myself, there has to be a better support system for mothers in place. And also to just get back to the system in Germany. So my midwife was like excellent. I loved her so much. And so in Germany, the midwife comes to see you for the first 10 days every day. And from then on, I think you have another, 10 visits for whenever you need her. And then she can also refer you to whatever you need or whoever you need at the time. And then I think, you also have then the 6 week checkup at your doctor. Mm-hmm. And then again, if you need additional help like physio, I think like that kind of support is a lot more easy accessible in Germany than it is here. There's just a little bit more awareness about what's there and can help you. And I feel like that connection I had built with my midwife throughout the pregnancy, that was so helpful to open up to her about what is happening and about what's going on and what I may need. Yeah,
it's really interesting to hear you talking about that continuity of care, because this is something, you know, that Better Births has been trying to roll out in the UK like for the past 5 or 6 years, and you know, we read about it, but it's hearing people's actual experience of it that makes such a difference. It's that building that relationship, you know, and having the trust with your midwife. And as someone, as you say, you know, that you can actually really open up to with like no judgment or anything, and someone with experience and how you're feeling. And I'm sure there's lots of listeners today can really resonate. It's when you describe how you feel after you have your baby and all that preparation for the birth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that they should actually think about the afterwards as well. You bring baby home or whenever baby is just born, and the expectations and reality can sometimes be quite different.
Mm.
But anyway, Rhea, thank you so much for sharing that experience with us. And interested now to hear about your second birthing experience.
Yeah. So a little Dane. Whenever I found out I was pregnant, I knew that I wanted a home birth, because my first birth was really straightforward. I loved the birthing center. I knew that, I think here in the North Coast there's nothing like that available. So I knew I wanted to stay at home. Because I knew that that's where I would feel the most empowered. Actually at the start I was like, as I said before, like in Germany, I feel like you have a lot more visits. You have a lot more like meetings with your midwife. And I think it was until 12 weeks that the first time somebody seen me and talked about my pregnancy, which felt like a really long wait to me. And I also feel like because I gave birth during COVID, everything was a lot more strict regarding visits. I think my first visit was then over the phone, actually. So I didn't actually get to see somebody. It was just like an interview over the phone. Which is not really ideal. I feel like, you know, it was my second time being pregnant, but there must be a lot of worry and anxiety for first time moms around, especially throughout the last years. I decided also fairly quickly that I wanted a birth and postnatal doula. So for my birth, I then asked Sarah, the Italian doula, if she was happy enough to support me. And that worked out really well. So I just knew that because I'm not from this country, to really feel safe and find my way around all the regulations, I wanted somebody on my side who's really there for me, who can advocate for me and support me through the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And also due to my experience with Yuna after birth, I knew that I needed to do a little bit more healing around that before I was ready to welcome my baby into the world. So I started also working with a therapist and coach. Just have that additional support, that emotional support was really, really important to me. And then luckily the new Lotus team had just opened up on the North Coast in Causeway, which meant I actually got to experience the continuity of care here in Northern Ireland as well. And I planned a home birth, and I know they don't support home births anymore right now, I think, because they just got too many requests, so they have to cover the hospital. But I was lucky enough, and I think I was the first and maybe last home birth actually they had supported.
Claimed the same, yeah.
Yeah, so I actually had a midwife then coming out. It's always been the same midwife, and I feel like because of COVID it was even more strict that it was always her. And then because of COVID the home birth rota got cancelled probably like 5 times. I don't know, it was just up and down. I never knew if this was going to work out or not, which was honestly really stressful for me, and it's not something I wish for any mom planning a home birth, because it's not what you want to focus on the last weeks leading up to your birth. Just being scared that it might not work out. And I know things might always like not work out the way we had planned them to, but just constantly having to do phone calls, having to get in touch with them, having to reconnect and making sure there's somebody available coming to my home once the birth starts was really stressful. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that I had Sarah by my side, because she's just such a passionate worker, and she knows her rights, and she knows what's possible and who I can get in touch with. So yeah, I can recommend hiring a birth doula to anybody. And then also Dane decided to stay in 14 days over my due date.
Wow. Big difference from Yuna.
Which made it even more difficult. So that was the longest wait of my life. I was so done at the end, and emotionally ill, that was a big struggle as well. Just not just like not knowing if the home birth is going to work out, but also just deciding to wait it out. But I kept trusting him. I kept trusting myself and my body. I just knew that everything was okay. And I knew that I at least wanted to give him the 42 weeks. And then, so the day before he was born, I went into Causeway to get a scan and talk to midwives. And he was fine. He was totally fine and comfortable. So there was no hurry really. But I then decided that I'm okay with being induced the next morning. And then that day Sarah came over and we done some spinning babies to just really get him moving. And I really sat down with myself and done some emotional work and release. And really that night contractions started. And then he was born that morning at 7. And it was the snowiest night of the year as well. Everything was covered in snow. And my home birth rota was called off 12 that night. And I told the midwife in the hospital, I was like, well, if the contractions start before that, I'm going to stay at home. So she wanted me to come into the hospital. But again, I was like, I'm not coming. Yeah. I really want somebody in the house. I'm going to make this home birth happen. And then with the help of Sarah again, they were able to send 2 midwives out to the house, and I've had them at home. Again, I planned a water birth, but contractions always slow down in the water, so then I had another land birth. But it was amazing. Done it.
Congratulations, Rhea, thank you so much. Lots of different topics in there, lots of different things arise, aren't there? You talk about plans, and we all know, because we're humans, that sometimes plans don't work out the way we want, but it's making them work for you at the time, isn't it? And also coming to terms with what sometimes a baby has in mind as well.
Yeah, and I also feel like, you know, whenever they made that decision that I'm going to go into the hospital the next day, either I'm going to be okay with induction, I feel like I then was able to just really let go of all the plans I had made. And I feel like that was such an important step to come to that point of just, you know, giving it over now and trusting that if he's not ready to be born that night, I'm going to go in. And
yeah, you often hear that with you know, people who are about to birth their babies and they're going in for an induction and they, you know, they go into labor the night before, and it must be the whole body and mind just like doing a great big sigh or something and everything just to go and be a bit, or else maybe it's just the personality of the baby, we don't know.
Yeah. I know, but I do remember actually crying during contractions that night. I was like, I was so relieved that I was like, I'm actually gonna give birth now. I just couldn't believe just that whole pressure and anxiety of the weeks leading up, just we're able to release them.
It's a massive relief, isn't it? Thank you so much, Rhea, for sharing your personal birthing experiences, and I'm sure the listeners will really enjoy hearing that. So you mentioned earlier, Rhea, that it was from the birth of Fiona that put you on the path of the postnatal doula. So I know our time is cracking on here, but I think it'd be really important for the listeners to hear what you do in your work.
Yeah.
You know, what you have to offer in that, and maybe a wee bit more about why, but I think we've got a good idea of why. If you'd like to talk about your postnatal work.
Yeah. So whenever Fiona was a year old, we moved to Northern Ireland. And as I said, something inside me started to stir about postnatal care. And I was just, you know, wondering how can I maybe get a little bit more involved into that? Because it was just this passion inside of me where I knew, okay, I have to listen to that and follow that lead. And then I trained with Newborn Mothers Collective Australia and done my postnatal doula training. And she, in the training, there's also loads of Ayurvedic cooking and nourishment. I just really wanted that whole holistic approach, like seeing the mother in her emotions, also the physical changes, just the whole package, knowing that I wanted to support mothers in that way. And then from then on, that was that meeting you talked about earlier. I met you and Sarah, so I got in touch with the doulas here in Northern Ireland, just really trying to find out if there's any doulas and what kind of work you guys are doing. And then I started my own business started home visits to support the mummies after the baby's born, to really help them through their process of becoming a mother, cook loads of nourishing food, give emotional guidance, and really also, you know, help them prep during during pregnancy for the time after, because I knew that a lot of moms don't really think about the time after the baby's born. But it's always, you know, we prep for the birth, as you said earlier, but forget about the time after, which is actually when the whole thing really starts. Then you're a mom and you have this newborn baby and you're gonna need a lot of support to feel safe and empowered through that experience. Since having Dane now, I through my own experience with Dane now and the emotional work I've been doing through a pregnancy, I'm also really want to focus a little bit more about on the emotional part, the weeks leading up to birth. So I've changed my services up a little bit at the moment. I'm only really doing online work just because it's easiest for me with childcare, and because I can also connect with the mothers all over the country, or UK, or even Germany, whoever is interested. So I love to start working with mothers around 34 weeks of pregnancy, where they move into a time called, I call it zwischen. It's the German word for in between. So that that stage when you know, a lot of things are usually come up, and we start reaching those first wobbles, insecurities, fears, anxieties. I think that's a good space to have somebody guiding you emotionally, having somebody there who you can lean on to, you can like really just chat things through. And then, then again, I love to do the preparation for afterbirth. So meal preparation, talking about all the emotional, physical changes happening. Topics like the importance of warmth and rest, and also helping them to really build their support network. And then after the baby is born, again, it would be like video calls, check-ins. I'd be available throughout WhatsApp, you know, help with breastfeeding, with what's happening emotionally, what it feels like to become a mother. There's so many aspects that we may have not thought about, or I feel like, you know, we have to really experience becoming mothers first to really feel into what is needed. And it's really like, you know, holding space and being there, guiding them towards additional support if needed, and really also helping them to build like a self-care toolbox, having tools available on how they can support themselves throughout that stage of their life, birth story listening, anything really that is needed, just to make sure the mothers are taken care of, they feel safe, they feel supported, they feel seen. And I think a lot of times it is that they just want to be seen in their experience, and having a space where you can safely release whatever you need to. Yeah. So
signs of healing, Rhea, and it's so, so, so important. So it's actually invaluable work, you know, that postnatal doulas do. A lot of time it can be easily dismissed, you know, or the family's going to help me out. And we know that there's a difference to having your family helping you out and having all those very specialized and intricate services that the postnatal doula offer. So yeah, well done, especially when you've got two new ones as well to look after.
Yeah.
No mean feat, is it? That's great. So thank you so much, Rhea. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm sure everyone has loved listening to you today. Not only your lovely content, but lovely listening to your stories. And Def, really want to wish you all the very best with your business. Yeah, and I'm sure you will just flourish, because there is a need for this all around the world, because all over the world. Yeah,
that's true.
Anybody wants to access your services, so how can they contact you, Rhea?
So I am quite active on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram. It's Rhea.Keller. Or you could send me an email. It's Rhea@RhiaKeller.com. Or I guess Instagram is the easiest. There's like the LinkedIn profile. And I've also started offering Mother Circle, which I'm hopefully going to be up and running again in September. You can find out about my services and offerings there. You can also just send me a message on Instagram. Just reach out. I love to connect and hear about what's needed, or if you want to share anything with me, or if you want to let me know how the podcast resonated with you. Love to connect.
Great. That's amazing, Rhea. Thank you so much. And I'm sure you'll hear more about Rhea as in the future. It's an amazing business she has there. So just to finish off, listeners, I just want to thank you for tuning in and listening to Rhea and I having a sweet chat. We absolutely love doing it. If you want to get in touch, if you can't find Rhea for whatever reason, just let me know and I can certainly direct you to Rhea. You know that you can find me on motherdoula.com. I'm also on Instagram as Anne Hypnodoula. So thank you so much again for tuning in, and listen out for the future podcasts, because we have some more exciting people for you to meet. Thank you.